What's up, guys? I'm Josh Murillo. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Moving Dirt. It has been a while, and I decided it was time to check in with everybody. Now, for those of you guys that don't know, I've been working in New Zealand for quite some time now. I think we got here like early June, had to quarantine for 2 weeks, but now we're out and about, and everyone in New Zealand is thankfully safe and healthy. Back in the United States, Haley is hanging out in Virginia. She's been training at CrossFit 460. Actually, now I believe it's called 460 Fitness. But yeah, she's been doing a great job. The local community there has welcomed her with open arms, and she's been able to continue her training. So she's been doing that. And I believe today I am 230 days into my 1 year of no drinking at all. I'm doing Sober 2020, which has been, frankly, pretty difficult. However, I'm pretty sure I'm almost two-thirds of the way there. I'm just over at 230 out of 360. So, all right, so I'm almost two-thirds of the way there. But because I'm so fully invested already, I'm so pot committed, and I've gotten so far, I know that I can get through the end of it. It's just like, okay, kind of miss enjoying a drink here when everyone's going out to dinner. I miss, you know, Friday night, just want to kick back and unwind, maybe have a beer or two. So that is getting tough. However, I am fully committed, I'm focused, I'm engaged, and I'm ready to go. I recently just interviewed Shane Rangi, who is an amazing friend to me. He's a guy that I look up to, not just for being a stunt performer and filmmaker and having worked on many, many things over the years, but also he's just a great guy. And I don't think I know anybody who has anything poor to say about Shane Rangi. He just likes to take care of people and he works his ass off. So I just recently interviewed him. Hopefully I'll get that out soon. And the other interview that I did was with none other than Brittany Marcotte. She is a motocross rider. She is a stunt performer. I have worked with her for many years, and her work ethic and her toughness rivals anyone that I've ever met. She is now driving monster trucks. Once COVID's over, I think she's going to resume driving monster trucks. So we get into it with her, and she has a lot of amazing things to say and great life lessons to pass on. So be on the lookout for that. The thing I wanted to talk about today is long distance relationships. Haley and I just got off the phone and we were talking about how hard it is. I think it's been like 68, 69 days, something like that, since her and I have seen each other. It doesn't get easier. The first year that I was on tour with Marvel Universe Live, we were planning our wedding, but I was on tour and she was in Los Angeles. And that was extremely difficult. You know, she came out to visit me periodically, but that was a very trying time in our relationship. And as we get older, it doesn't get easier to be apart. However, I feel like we get better at it. And especially given the fact that we are blessed to be in a place where Haley can quarantine in a safe area. Also, many people are not working, and thankfully I'm able to work, which is a good thing, and we feel very grateful for that. Even if I wanted to bring Haley over here to stay with me, I literally cannot. The government of New Zealand is completely closing off their borders, as they should. I mean, they pretty much squashed COVID here. So it does make it a lot easier, I think, mentally for her and I, because there's no option. It's like, I'm here, she's there, and we both can't go either way. So I wanted to give you guys a couple tips as far as what helps us when we have to be apart and things that allow us to maintain our relationship until we can see each other again. The first thing is to create a routine. Something Haley and I try to do on a regular basis is when I wake up, I call her. When I'm about to go to sleep, I call her. The thing that's kind of difficult is that when Haley is going to sleep, I'm at work. It's like the middle of my workday. One of the times that it actually kind of syncs up well being completely on opposite time zones is that when I'm going to sleep, she is waking up. So we're both in bed and groggy. That kind of works out, and it kind of has made it a special thing where we can just turn on FaceTime and just lay there in bed. And that's kind of the closest thing we can get to like imitating cuddling or some sort of intimacy in that way. But it is there, and it's better than nothing. I can tell you that right now. The next thing that really helps is having an understanding of what our objective is. For example, I think it really makes a difference that Haley gets why I'm over here and she supports why I'm over here. Yes, it's important to make money. Yes, it's important to support the family, but also I'm pursuing a career that she believes in herself. And I think when both people are pointing their ships in the same direction, it makes everything easier and you're able to avoid a lot of potential arguments. Another thing that's really helped us manage long distance periods is to understand what is happening when you are arguing. A lot of times we'll get into an argument and then one person will hang up and then we'll call back and get into an argument again. That argument escalates into something else. And at certain points, her and I will literally stop in the middle of the argument and talk to each other and be like, you realize that this is the distance, right? We're fighting right now because of the distance. This is what it does. This is why so many people get divorced or they break up or they step out on their significant other. This is what does it. It's the distance. It's being apart. It's not being able to communicate in the ways that you would like to communicate, which you would do in person. So I think just addressing the elephant in the room and acknowledging that, oh yeah, we would have argued about this, but it's probably going much worse now because we're not actually in the same room. It actually makes it a lot better when you point it out and you're like, okay, I'm not really that mad at you. Are you really that mad at me? What's important here? We can kind of dial it back a notch and get back to talking about what's actually important to us. The last thing I'll say about long distance relationships is that I feel like your long distance relationships are a reflection of kind of how you deal with everything else. And I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're really good at dieting. And on Saturdays, you have your giant pizza with ice cream or whatever it is, but you're pretty disciplined throughout the week. You have a strong relationship with delayed gratification. You know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and all you have to do is kind of endure the lead up to that, but then you're going to be happy again. And you can focus on that end goal rather than focusing on your current misery. If I'm eating a salad, and let's say the salad's okay, but I know it's gonna help my health or give me abs or whatever it is, but I know that there's a pizza coming on Saturday, I'm gonna focus on that pizza and how good that's gonna taste and how satisfied I'm gonna be and actually how proud I'm gonna be of myself for dieting all week versus focusing all my attention on, oh, this salad is gross. Oh, I hate dieting, like all that stuff. I think it's the same thing with long-term relationships. Rather than focusing on like, I'm so lonely, I always argue with this person, oh, this is miserable. Instead, especially if Haley and I have an end date where we know I'm going to see her and she knows she's going to see me, it's a lot easier for us to be like, hey, 20 more days. 20 more days and you and I get to see each other and it's going to be great. The thing that helps with that is that every time that we reunite, it is great. We go out of our way to make sure that we really have fun and enjoy each other's company and take photos. That's her. She likes to take photos. But we really enjoy each other's company and we really express to one another how much we love each other when we are together. So that way, when we are not together, we remember how good it was and that that wait is worth it. But it takes work and it's not just going to happen. You have to do this with your spouse, with your partner, and you have to communicate about it. It's super important. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and jump into our stoicism from the day. Today's passage comes from Seneca. Here's what he has to say. Trust me, real joy is a serious thing. Do you think someone can, in this charming expression, blithely dismiss death with an easy disposition? Or swing open the door to poverty, keep pleasures in check, or mediate on the endurance of suffering? The one who is comfortable with turning these thoughts over is truly full of joy, but hardly cheerful. It's exactly such a joy that I would wish for you to possess, for it will never run dry once you've laid claim to its source. Now, what he's talking about here is that there are some people that are, especially in a joyful moment, they're very bubbly. They're like, oh my gosh, everything's great, blah, 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 you know, all of that. And that's not quite real joy. What he's talking about is that to truly be happy means to be satisfied with your life. And that comes through years of discipline. It comes from embracing values that you really believe in and making that part of your daily routine so that you're fully content with your life. And that contentment is what joy is supposed to be. I'm sorry for the lack of episodes. I have been busy. I am trying to get back into it. And you know what? Better that I continue after a hiatus than completely give up on the show and just be like, ah, well, I don't really do that anymore. I'm sure you guys appreciate that. For those of you that listen, and I do appreciate you guys listening. If you want to support this show, share it with a friend. In the meantime, don't forget to work hard and treat people well. I'm Josh Murillo. See you guys.